the word on the street, it's just a slow start to the season.
Checking in on moose season with a special feature essay on what exactly goes on in moose camp, and an update on the communications outage that crippled the Yukon on Thursday. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. If you were anywhere near the Canadian border on Thursday, you might have noticed a lack of communication. As such was the case for all the Yukon. At around 4 a.m. Thursday, Yukon utility Northwestel lost a major piece of equipment, knocking out all telephone, cell phone, and internet connections across the territory. Service was restored by about 10 a.m. About an hour later, the phone company joined emergency service providers to explain what went wrong. Brian Boyle with the CBC in Whitehorse has details.
Whitehorse Fire Chief Clive Sparks says emergency responders had to resort to some low-tech communications to fill their ranks this morning.
Sending runners out to wake up other people to bring them in to start work.
The outage knocked out 911 service and left Yukoners with no way to contact ambulance, fire, or police. RCMP Sergeant Don Rogers says luckily the incident happened on a bright sunny morning with few real problems.
I'm not aware of anything out of the ordinary.
Northwestel Vice President Curtis Shaw says his company will be doing everything it can to make sure it doesn't happen again.
It's a very serious issue that we don't want to see repeated. So,
meanwhile, some people enjoyed their brief unplanned trip back in time as one Whitehorse coffee shop, unable to process debit payments, took a few old-fashioned written IOUs from some temporarily cashless customers. Brian Boyle, CBC News, Whitehorse.
If you're in Haines, you may have noticed a landing craft near the boat harbor. It's actually part of the early phases of the harbor expansion. P&D engineers and Denali Drilling are using the landing craft to drill boreholes in the seabed to do soil testing. The rig is drilling a dozen core samples about 60 to 100 feet down. The work is necessary to determine the soil properties before work can begin on a new breakwater or pilings for new floats as part of the planned harbor expansion. The geotechnical investigation, as it's called, is estimated to cost just over $500,000 for the drilling, sampling, testing, and engineering report. The costs are paid for out of the $4.5 million legislative grant awarded for the harbor expansion. Haines Harbormaster Phil Benner said the rig will continue its work for about a week to 10 days. A small passenger bus caught on fire Wednesday during a tour outside Skagway. The bus was stopped at about 10-mile Klondike Highway near Bridal Veil Falls when it happened. The Skagway Fire Department said they received a call of the bus on fire at about 9:30 a.m. Firefighters arrived on scene about 20 minutes later and found the bus fully engulfed and likely a total loss, they said. There was a tour in progress, but passengers were already off the bus at the stop when the fire started, and firefighters said no one was injured. They said it was too early to say what caused the fire. Moose season is in full swing near Haines, but fish and game officials say it's starting out a bit slow.
The word on the street, it's just a slow start to the season.
That's Stephanie Sell, Assistant Area Management Biologist with Fish and Game. She said three moose have been reported taken so far this season at the Haines check-in station, two with fork configurations, and one as a three-brow tiner. On average, the Haines area takes about 10 bulls a season. Sell said people are reporting seeing moose, but few of them have been legal. Sell explains what the regulations are that make a bull legal.
There's an antler configuration that will make a bull legal. It needs to have a spike or a fork on one side. It needs to be 50 inches or larger, or it needs to have three brow tines on one side to make it legal.
She said, as every hunter knows, it's difficult sometimes to spot if a bull is legal when it comes within range.
Thing that we keep telling people is if you have any doubt, let it go. You know, like I said, they're out there, and it's possible that another one's going to walk your way. So just, you know, take your time.
The season continues through October 8th. The International Day of Peace is Friday, and in Haines, students will be recognizing the day with the help of the Haines People for Peace. Several activities are planned for Friday at the Haines School, according to Liz Morantz-Falvey.
In over 80 countries around the world, in hundreds of schools, kids are celebrating International Day of Peace. But we're one of many.
She said there are assemblies planned with the different grade levels at the school. Haines graduate Elena Horner will be the featured speaker. Horner was a senior last year when Jamie King spoke at the school for International Day of Peace. King spoke about his work with a Tanzania orphanage. That inspired Elena and fellow students Brooke Sinoco and Jackie St. Clair to travel to the orphanage this summer for several weeks. Students on Friday will also sing songs and kick off the Pennies for Peace campaign. The International Day of Peace was established by United Nations Resolution in 1981 and has been celebrated locally for about 5 years. And now for our weekly feature, Small Things Considered. Here's local author Heather Lendy talking about her recent trip out moose hunting. And just a warning, you might want to be careful where you play this piece, lest the moose start coming your way. You'll see what we mean in a moment. Here's Heather.
When your husband takes you moose hunting with the guys, you are not sure it's a good idea. Now he is calling in a bull by pretending to be a cow, like this. Sort of. Then you hear this in the distance. Ugh, 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 and whisper, "There's one coming." The guys shake heads no. "It's a grouse." You start to say that you can tell a bird from a beast when there's crashing in the alders. You dive behind a birch tree in time to see a bull swinging his heavy rack towards you. Your husband calls again. And you realize that he will keep calling while that moose walks right over you. Then his partner, who has dashed by like a commando raider, raises a rifle. You start to say, "Wait, it's not legal." But maybe he sees something you can't. You fumble with binoculars and see nothing but brown hair and maybe a tick. The moose is that close. Turns out the guy with his rifle up is only using his gun scope to get a better look. "It's huge. Must be 50 inches, he whispers. That's the antler restriction here. Or 3 brow tines, or a spike, or forked antler. Yes, it's complicated. Your husband holds up 2 fingers on one side of his camo cap, indicating 2 brow tines. None of you can see the other side. The moose grunts and weaves through that forest primeval quicker than you'd believe. You are carrying a Winchester 270 because the guys insisted. You will throw it at the moose if you have to, which should distract him long enough to save your life. Then your husband scoots off one way and his pal the other, and you and the moose are in the middle. In the sudden stillness, you have absolutely no idea where the bull is, but you can smell his ammonia musk scent. That's when the 4th member of your party, a teenager, wakes up from a nap in the bushes, and cow calls from the opposite direction. The old bull bolts for the hills. The jig is up. After supper, the guys laugh about that and recall hunts past with fathers and sons, neighbors and friends. You listen as the campfire leaps and hisses, and know that humans have been reenacting this scene since knocking down that first woolly mammoth with a rock. Lots of animals are hunters and gatherers, but only humans are storytellers, which is why you do belong here, and why you'll hunt again.
That was Heather Lundy with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. If you'd like to contribute to this feature, please contact us at news@khns.org or 766-2020, extension 2. And just a reminder, the municipal election is coming up on October 2nd. On Monday, KHNS and the Chilkat Valley News will be hosting our annual Haines Candidate Forum. It takes place at 7 p.m. at the Chilkat Center. For those not able to attend, KHNS will be recording the forum to air it a few times before the election. Next week, we'll also air throughout the week statements from each of the Haines and Skagway candidates that chose to submit one. We'll be posting those statements on our website at the beginning of next week. And thanks to everyone who joined us for Talk Around Town on Thursday morning. Our next live Talk Around Town will be Thursday, October 4th. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Visit your news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. You can reach us by emailing news@khns.org. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.